It's always one of these games you think after coming off a great performance on Saturday and a great result, you know, playing against a Bally team that caught us on the hop here the last time they were at here, but I've got to say that it was a strange first half because you could see what their intention was to come in frustrate us, try and hit us on the break. They got everybody behind the ball, in fact they sat so deep. We had a lot of the passing. I just felt, and I say to them at half time, in the last third we were just a little bit choicey, wrong pass, or didn't execute the pass well enough. But we were in front, and if we got upped it up a wee bit and got the second goal, I felt that the game would open up, and that's what happened. And it became a much better game when we got the second goal. I think we were a bit more relaxed about it, and you've seen one or two players who were maybe struggling to be at their best come away and play well in the last half hour. I thought Husband and Gagan were immense at midfield for the whole game, and I thought the defenders did well the second half, especially Callum Morris. They've kept their second clean sheet, which is, you know, because of their attacking style and everything, but we look more solid now all round. And
Pretty special opening goal.
Oh, great opening goal. Well, he's capable, he's got that in his locker. We've seen that happen a few times this year. I felt he lost his form, dipped in form a wee bit, but we've brought him back. And that's because we're very strong in midfield and we can have options. And if you feel somebody's just needing that wee bit rest or a wee bit motivation to see his place, competition for his place, but we picked the right moment to bring him back. And since he's been back in, he's been excellent. And I thought he had a tremendous game today, the Husband. And as I say, he must have been running close with Yeggs as well. So Forbes, I thought, was a bit quiet the first half. His goal seemed to spark him in, and he played a wee spell. But with games on Saturday, we wanted to give one or two a rest. But and I feel sorry for Ross Milne. It was touch and go where I chose him tonight, because he played Saturday, played 76 minutes on Sunday, and I thought, well, I'll start him. But because we played so well on Saturday, I just kept the same team. But we told him even at half time we possibly would change him, so we just let it settle for 10 minutes and then Ryan come on, because he really only played the full game on Sunday against Rangers. So you can understand where Ross was a wee bit, if you like, and tired. But it maybe been just because obviously we played so well, and he played well on Saturday as well. So a lot of good performance. It was great to. I thought Josh Falkenham had a very good last half hour, and how he got the goal in, I don't know, but it was great play down the left and a great ball in and tight angle. But I think one or two things did they run for Shanks in phase of the night. They put a lot of effort in, a lot of work, but just when they get the break, struggled a wee bit to get control. But worked their socks off, and that's what you want. You know, if it's just no your night or things are not coming off, the one thing you can't accuse them for is that they just go in and hide and then they take part. They're always looking for it. They're always want to put people under pressure, and everybody else cashes in on that. So it was a good, another good solid performance. Maybe just maybe that was due to the, no disrespect to our both, but maybe the opposition here is obviously higher up the league and stronger team, and they're maybe lacking a wee bit of confidence. But you could see that once we got the goals, there was only going to be one winner, really. Yeah.